The Philippines president, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, is continuing her efforts to clamp down on the opposition 2 days after she declared a state of emergency. Several vocal critics of the government have been detained. Police also raided the offices of a pro-opposition newspaper. All this came the week the Filipinos were remembering what many considered their finest moment, the ouster of President Ferdinand Marcos 20 years ago. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Manila.
20 years to the day after Marcos fled, several hundred people celebrated the event at a simple mass held at the People Power Memorial along EDSA Boulevard in Metro Manila. Among those in attendance was the People Power icon and former President Corazon Aquino, who, the day before, had led a large demonstration in downtown Manila. Friday's demonstrations were part protest, part remembrance, and at times turned violent, with riot police using nightsticks and water cannon to disperse the crowds. But not before Mrs. Aquino, a one-time Arroyo supporter turned critic, delivered a message for the president.
Mrs. President, I ask you to make the supreme sacrifice of resigning.
Only a few hours earlier, President Arroyo had gone on national television to announce the state of emergency. President Arroyo said that a coup had been averted, but vowed to punish those still at large for their treason against the nation. Supporters of the beleaguered and unpopular president insist the measures taken so far are necessary. Her opponents say she is acting a lot like the former dictator, Marcos.
They have completely betrayed the values and the principles that we fought for 20 years ago.
Guillermo Luz is executive director of the influential Makati Business Club. For several years, the club had been firmly behind President Arroyo. A few months ago, it withdrew that support amid persistent and persuasive allegations of vote rigging and corruption against her. Guillermo Luz remembers how Arroyo came to power in 2001 after another People Power revolution helped bring down the corrupt former actor Joseph Estrada.
This is the ultimate irony, is that this government was brought to power through People Power 5 years ago, through People Power 2, and now is afraid of its own people. Its truncheon people used water cannon to disperse rallies, arrested academics and columnists. What's going on here?
President Arroyo says she will finish her 6-year term despite her dwindling support. And even some of her detractors say another People Power revolution is not the answer to the country's political instability. 20 years on, many believe People Power has not delivered on its promises of reform and social justice, and fewer people seem willing to go to the streets to effect change. President Arroyo clearly hopes that situation continues, but there were some indications this evening it may not. The government today fired a popular Marine commander for his alleged involvement in the attempted coup. One of his officers has responded by appealing on television for soldiers and civilians to go to the Marines' base to show their support for Major General Renato Miranda. Some civilians have already heeded his call. More are on the way. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Manila.